This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. For Planned Parenthood, it is a marketing dream come true. As abortions decrease, their share has increased to nearly one out of three abortions being done at a Planned Parenthood somewhere. The CDC reported Friday that now only 18% of U.S. pregnancies end in abortion. In a story related to that, those CDC numbers show something very strange in New York City. Well over three-quarters of all New York abortions were black or Hispanic. While whites make up 44% of the city, only 12% of abortions there were of white babies. Having done abortions even before Roe v. Wade, abortionist Curtis Boyd not only admits that abortion is killing, he is utterly shocked that America has not been swept up into radical acceptance of unlimited abortion. In a recent interview, Boyd literally says, "My God, what has happened?" This is Life News Radio. If God is who we understand him to be, prayer may be more about making ourselves available to God than about enumerating all the things that could or should be included in the plans of the Almighty. If you want to know how to become available, consider entering the silence, the poverty of fasting. This Friday is a first Friday of the month and a great time to fast and pray. Let's be the culture of life. A short film seeks to paint a picture of the possibilities in every life. It's the story of a researcher who sets out to find a cure for cancer, and it's created by an 18-year-old who is taking on nearly every messy topic from abortion to eating disorders and human trafficking. Her simple plot in the movie Mitosis unfolds simply without being simplistic and is worthy of finding at our website, lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.